Truckers, welcome to the first episode of the Hollywood Hick in the new year of 2015. Who the hell knew this day would even show up? When I was growing up, this was so far in the future to think about 2015. It's like when Back to the Future 2 happened. But hey, all y'all, happy Mother Truck and New Year from the Hollywood Hick here in Hollywood, right above Hollywood Boulevard, spinning distance from Hollywood and Vine in the Florida Room. Hopefully, there's no more New Year's car alarms going because, and I'm going to make a confession right now at the top of the very first episode of the Hollywood Hick for the new year, because hopefully this is not indicative of how stupid the Hollywood Hick, me, Brent Paris, is going to be throughout the year of 2015. But I was sitting here waiting to start this program on account of there was a car alarm going off and it would not shut the fuck up. And I'm sitting here complaining to myself over and over about how car alarms are pointless and why do they even exist, which I still believe. I don't understand why they still exist. Nobody acknowledges a car alarm, at least not here in the big city. All we think of is shut the fuck up. That's all we can think when a car alarm goes off. So really, they all need to be dismantled. They're pointless. They completely pointless piece of anything. Like, quit buying that shit, quit paying for it. Ain't nobody paying a damn bit of attention. But what happened was, and I am going to admit this, but I didn't realize that unbeknownst to the Hollywood Hick, he was sitting here in the Florida Room with his car key that has one of them panic buttons on it, with the corner of his wallet pressing into that panic button. So it was the Hollywood Hick's ride Stangley that was down there fucking pitching a fit, and I was about to go postal wondering why this car would not shut up, and it was mine, y'all. Oh my god, this better not be indicative of fucking 2015, because I am not starting off on the right foot. Whoo, I swear. Yeah, I swear. Like, oh my goodness, of New Year's Eve. I hope everybody had a good New Year's Eve. Oh, and I hope everybody's listening here on the Crab Diving Network too, by the way. I gotta get that plug in early. Fuck, New Year's Eve, I am just now starting to feel better because, like, this is Tuesday after, so, or whatever. No, this will be the Friday after. See, this is what, okay, this is also going to be the overhung episode of the Hollywood Hick, because I am so overhung from New Year's Eve that it is ridiculous still. And that was a day, I've had a whole day in between. I had to actually work some and do things. And computer took a dump. Ain't nothing worse than a computer just up and taking a fucking dump on you. But, oh, good Lord, did I read. I drank in the new year, I'll tell you that. We had a good time. I went downtown, y'all. Yeah, let me tell you, if you live in a big old city, it's fun to go to, like, downtown. And here, it was actually easy. I'll give this city its mother trucking pops. Los Angeles did a good job on this, because the train ride from Hollywood to downtown was for free, for mother trucking free, from 9 at night till 2 in the morning. So I went in that window. I walked right down there. Train pulled up as I got there. Went downtown. And where it was supposed to be an alcohol-free event. Remember, I was fussing about that last episode. I was like, I can't believe I'm going to some fucking alcohol-free event. Well, because the Hollywood Hick is who the Hollywood Hick is, I smuggled. And it was really easy to do because they were not, they made it seem like they were checking better when I was reading news things about it before the event down there. But it was supposed to be fireworks, too. And I was a little disappointed that there were no fireworks. But I will give them their props, because the city hall down there, they had this crazy light show. It looked like it was melting and things were coming out, jumping out of it. And I'd had a little bit of weed cookie and smuggled me some Jack Daniels and vodka. There was five of us. It's not like I was drinking it all by myself. So don't be trying to point the finger of shame at the Hollywood Hick. One, it won't work. And two, Dolly Parton says you can't judge. And when Dolly Parton says you can't judge, we all know that that means you can't judge, because then you're already sinning and then you've just negated your point. So no judging. Dolly's the smartest person ever. I love her. That's going to get me out of so much trouble, because I'm just going to be like, Dolly said you can't judge. And nobody can judge my behavior, no matter what I do. Well, I guess if I do certain things. But I don't do anything that bad enough anymore to make people want, well, yeah, I do. Whatever. I'm going to change the subject before I get my dumb ass in trouble. For straight up real, but happy Mother Trucking New Year, y'all. I hope everybody goes out and has you some pork chops and black-eyed peas and collard greens with some cornbread, because you need to do that the next day or so, because you got to have it at the first of the year. Otherwise, you ain't going to have any money all year long. That's an old Southern tradition. So the Hollywood Hick is telling y'all you need to do it. I'm going to have mine tonight. I got to go to the store as soon as I get done with this here program and get some pork chops, collard greens, and black-eyed peas. Actually, no, I think I already have black-eyed peas in the cabinet, because I am an official redneck, and I have shit like Black Eyed Peas up in my cabinet at all times, because I never know when I need some Black Eyed Peas, because they are delicious with chow chow. And if you don't know what that is, it's like pickled pepper relish. That shit is fucking the bomb. Put it on a sandwich, put it on your Black Eyed Peas. It's fucking delicious. But I'm digressing about that. But for real, you need to have those things, y'all. The Hollywood is telling you, or you ain't going to have no money all year. So the only way you're going to guarantee yourself money is pork chops, Black Eyed Peas, collard greens, and cornbread, okay? So don't fuck it up. Go get that done. And honestly, and I can't believe I'm going to tell y'all this. If y'all go and buy them all up, I'm going to be pissed before I get there. But the best place in Los Angeles to get collard greens is at the Food for Less. So if you go where they like cater to cheap asses like me, they always got shit like collard greens. If you go to fancy store, they will charge you $4 or $5 for it because they think you're being trendy making collard greens. Now, go to where regular folks shop, and that's where you can get the shit for fucking 79 cents a bunch instead of like $5.79 a bunch, because they will fucking rape you at those fancy stores when there's like a little holiday tradition attached. But do it. Go out there. Have your pork chops, Black Eyed Peas, collard greens, and cornbread, so that way you can have money in the new year, because that's what I'm going to do. And I got some friends staying over tonight. Can you believe? Oh my God. And I'm going to tell you all this too. For the first time ever, there is going to be two fun killers spending the night inside of the Hollywood Hit compound here where the Florida Room is in Hollywood, spitting distance from Hollywood and Vine. So please pray for me, because I've already instructed their parents that they are not allowed to open one thing. Like, whatever they open, and if they find something that needs explaining, that is on their parents, because I'm not about to do that shit. That is why I ain't got no fun killers. Not happening. No. So yeah, I'm gonna have fun killers spend the night with me for the first time ever. And it's not like I don't like these fun killers. They're awesome. They're like my niece and nephew. But I normally like it better when I go to their house, and then I can leave and I don't have to worry about them opening up a cabinet and saying, "Hey, what's that?" Or do you put flowers in that? And I have to go like, yeah, sure, why not? Things of that nature. So good Lord, wish me luck, y'all. I'll tell you how it goes on the next episode of The Hollywood Hick. That will be Tuesday, coming up at 7 in the p.m. On the West Coast, here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com/live. If you want to hear it when it's coming out on the 7s or the 10s if you're on the East Coast. And as I've said many, many times, do the math if you're in the between. Or if you're somewhere out in the like rest of the world, God bless you for listening, but you got more math to do than the people over here, and that's just how it works. Sorry, I can't help you on that front. I'd love to, but I can't. It's just too much for me to think about. My head will explode, and I gotta have all these stupid like celebrity pop culture stupid criminal things in my head. So if I don't have that, then I won't have anything to talk about. I'll be doing math the whole time. So but yeah, on the 7s, 10s, whichever side you're on, Tuesday we'll have another recap of whatever it says I was just gonna recap that I can't remember anymore, because I'm drinking wine to cure this overhungness that is still inflicting me from New Year's Eve, which was over a day ago. And Lord have mercy, it's the truth. But I had a good time. We drank everything and then came back and drank more afterwards. It was like, and the train, that's what I was getting to. And the train was easy coming home. I will give LA its prompts on an easy New Year's Eve. So I hope everybody had a great New Year's Eve. I had a great New Year's Eve. I was very, very reluctant going into it, but I'm glad I did it because I had fun. And it ended up being cheap as fuck because I smuggled a like $6 like pint of Jack Daniels in there. And then that was that. I didn't have to pay $12 for a cocktail. I had it in my jacket pocket, took swigs of it like a hobo while I watched the light show, and it was pretty fucking awesome. So I highly recommend that. And it was fucking cold out there. It actually felt like a New Year's for once, because normally it's still hot. But nope, it was cold. I had to wear my big giant jacket and a sweater because it was fucking cold out there, y'all. So that's what's happened with New Year's. So I hope everybody's had a good one, and I'm going to move the fuck on because I done talked about New Year's too long. But get to the news of the day. What's happening in the fucking world the last few days since I talked to you people? But honestly, and I am shocked as you are, but there are no new Cosby accusers that I'm aware of. Not nary a one. I haven't heard anything new. The last I heard was how he was hiring private investigators to dig up the dirt on the ones who already did, which I just think is despicable. That's why he's still gross. Anytime anybody asks me about Cosby, I'm like, he's gross. He's just moved over into gross old man territory. You know what I mean? I'm just like, ugh, gross. Bill Cosby, like, ruined. But because of that, I'm not going to talk about Bill Cosby anymore. Fuck him. Hopefully 2015, we don't have to talk about him much anymore, because I'm sure we will be, though, because he's going to give us some fodder, because he is indignant. He is one indignant motherfucker. He's like, hell no, I'm not going to admit shit. I'm not going to even give a kernel of a truth saying that maybe they misunderstood my advances, and I'm sorry if they did. Any of that. Nothing. Nothing. He's just like, nope, I'm not going to admit to nothing. And then that awful wife of his just sitting there like she's like got horse blinders on. Don't know. I'm going to quit talking about this because I'll go on forever. We're going to stop that shit. All right. So, oh my God. Okay. Before we go any further, let's all just take a moment, silence, to just stop and remember, because we lost a great one, a really, really, really good one. There's going to be a little less glamour in the world, but we just lost Miss Ellie Mae Clampett, Donna Dixon herself, and that makes me very sad. Because I love me some Ellie Mae Clampett. She was one hot ass bitch. And she owned that character till the day she died too, y'all. So Mother Trucker, she fucking owned that Ellie Mae stuff. So she passed away just the other day. It doesn't say what she passed away of, but yeah, she passed away. And she was like, she was, but you know, she had like a couple of lawsuits because she claimed to be like, I read this, I didn't even really know. She claimed to be the Whoopi Goldberg and all them ripped her off for Sister Act. And she like sued because she had written a book about some like nuns takeover or something like that. I don't know. But she had written a story about nuns doing something similar. And she was like, hell no, y'all jacked my story. She didn't win that. But she did sue the hell out of Mattel over a Barbie that was in her likeness that she didn't authorize. And I think she got a shit ton of money out of that. So see, she wasn't stupid. She wasn't stupid. God bless. So everybody take a moment. Pour one out for Donna Douglas, one of the TV greats. That's Ellie Mae Clampett, y'all. That's like an iconic character if there ever was an iconic character. I'm for real. So God bless. I hope you're up there in heaven, because you know she was really Christian, because I think she had like Christian albums and things and like just so whatever. She's all about Jesus, so I hope she's with Jesus if that's the way it all goes down. So what else? Poor Ellie Mae. Oh, okay. What else? Good Lord. And I've been talking about this on occasion or whatever. And because now, go from one blonde piece of glamorousness that will be forever burned out onto one that used to be a blonde bombshell, like the blonde ambition, the blonde everything. And this woman is going off the rails. I can't support this. Okay, I love me some Madonna. Ever since I was 14 years old and I discovered Madonna, right when she came out with Holiday, I was like, oh my God, this chick is fucking straight up awesome. And I have been a huge fan. I have paid way too much money to go to way too many of her concerts. I sat at fucking Dodger Stadium, had to piss in a bottle in the back of a SUV because traffic was so bad trying to get into goddamn Dodger Stadium. Then I had to sit in there for an extra like 2 hours waiting for her to show up to do the show because she was stuck in the same fucking traffic trying to get in. She got helicoptered out of there, and I don't fucking blame her. If I had the money for a helicopter out too, I would have got that bitch. But yeah, so I put myself through all that. But now the woman is going off the rails a little bit. Like, she's tweeted or Instagrammed these pictures. Like, okay, so she, okay, this is the case you don't really know. Like, here's a little backstory, whatever. She's getting hacked by some hacker, like these little stupid kids that were hacking the PlayStation and Microsoft Xbox bullshit and shutting that stuff down. It's like, dude, this is it, okay? This is what I'm trying to tell you, right? Do not bully fucking anybody in high school or anywhere, because those geeks are the ones who will come up and fuck you where it hurts the most down the road. Your little taunts and jabs and punches right now ain't gonna mean shit when they are coming back at you with cyber attacks and taking away like her art. I love how it's always her art, which I guess it is. Technically, it is her art. The only thing is, I consider her older stuff art. This newer stuff is kind of shit. So that's my part of my point is I can't support all this outrage, because I've listened to the songs that like the new ones that came out from her new album, and there's one that's half worth listening to. And I was having technical difficulties here at the Hollywood Hit compound, so the clips I was going to play are not working, so this is going to be a clip free show, so I apologize about that now. But you'll get the fuck over it. You'll just get to listen to the melodious tones of the fucking Hollywood Hicks voice. This one, Brent Paris, right here coming at y'all, telling you about how Madonna is going cuckoo bananas nuts. So now she like has, like, if you haven't seen her album cover, so she has these songs. They're not very good. One called Living for Love or something like that. It's all right. And they've been playing that on the radio. But the others are just asinine. So it's like Unapologetic Bitch and something about I'm Madonna, which with Nicki Minaj, who I'm sick of, her and her big ass. And then like one of them, I think Kanye West produced, called Illuminati or something. And it's just, it sounds like this is a 50 something year old woman and she still sounds like she's trying. It's like she needs to fucking like pull it together. The woman, this is what it basically boils down to. She needs to pull it together because she used to be the one, like you're not shocking anymore. You need to take on a more matronly role and sort of like guide these women. Don't try to be fucking Lady Gaga and fucking Miley Cyrus and try to beat these fuckers at your game. Granted, it is your game, Madonna. I get it. You were one of the first ones to use all of this imagery and everything to your advantage like this. Like, you paved a fucking major road for the fucking Miley Cyruses to come along and put pasty that covers her whole titty on, which I still can't figure out what she ever was thinking when she did that. But I get it, but honey, just fucking pull it together, because this is what she's done did now to try to keep attention. Because what happened was, too, the other thing that happened was, okay, so what happened was she released these 6 tracks of the album, right? And it did blew up on iTunes because it was all sneaky, blah, blah, blah. Because she's gotten hacked and they were stealing it and putting that all over the internet, and she wanted it to be heard on her terms and not theirs. So they did pull off like a big feat getting it on there, I think. And it did really good. But then I think everybody heard it and was like, oh, over that, because it immediately dropped out. Like, it just disappeared on the charts on there. It was like all over it at first. And then fans like me who bought it and then listened to it and were like, oh, girl, all that hoopla for that? Like, come on, you used to make such great music. Even that one, Confessions on a Dance Floor, that was like your last really good album, because you just sort of like had something, like did something. But now it's like you're trying too hard to fucking compete with these bitches that it's like, they're the young ones. They're supposed to innovate. You're supposed to now, like, you need to be releasing a holiday album or something. No, that's horrible. I would pretend like I never said that, but whatever. Madonna's on my nerves. But this is what she has done did now to keep attention, because the fucking thing fell off the charts, right? Fell right off the charts. She's all like, where? Her pussy got hurt. She's over there, please, why are you not rubbing the taint of Madonna at all times? Because I am Madonna. Like, I'm just, this whole worship at my feet shit is just too much. And but now it's like, if you've seen the picture on the cover of the album, it's like, I don't even know why I call it a cover of an album anymore either. Because it is not, it's like the whole, like, I used to love the artwork on like albums. I still do. I love to go thumb through and look at it because it was so great, but now it's such these little teeny pictures on the iTunes, it like doesn't really matter. So like album artwork and that goes along with like digital tunes is just not the same, like sucks in my opinion, but whatever. But her picture that accompanies everything, it's a little thumbnail, I'll call it. It ain't even like album artwork, but it's like her face says Rebel Heart like red underneath and like some kind of cursive scratch, looks like serial killer handwriting. And but then she's got like this, like this bondage stuff across her face, like this leather like thing all hitched across. It's like she's all tied up across the face. So then, as like to promote it, and you know this woman, she's smarter than she looks. And but she did one with she put out an Instagram, a picture of Martin Luther King Jr. Martin Luther King Jr. And somebody else. Who was the other one? And Nelson Mandela and Bob Marley with these, like, the same bondage shit across their face. Well, you know, people went straight up nuts on the twits. They were, like, all pissed off. One chick was all like, oh, she's like, let's use black freedom fighters to help me peddle my music. That'll go over great on Twitter. Somebody called her out. Somebody named Tracy, oh, whatever. I'm not going to try to pronounce that. That is impronounceable, unpronounceable, whatever. My favorite though is this one who's like, dear Madonna, can you not love everyone? That came from Hayes Brown. I don't know who you are, but that was funny. I like that. But Madonna, come on. It's like, honey, just make some good songs that are happy and fun and just ride this shit out. Let me ride off into the sunset. You've had a long, wonderful run. Like, embrace your role as like this matriarch, whatever, come in and like make appearances and make everybody fucking like do tributes to you at MTV and shit, and put out a good dance track every once in a while. Hell, even Tammy Wynette put out a dance track there towards the end that was pretty damn good, called Moo Moo Land with the KLF. That's how you should be fucking rolling. Maybe not to that extreme, but whatever. Yes, actually to that extreme, because what fucking Tammy Wynette did was great. And Speaking of pour it out, if you feel like it, you could pour one out to the great Tammy Wynette, too, because she is one of my all-time favorite country ladies. And I'll tell you a thing about Tammy Wynette. If you are ever not feeling good about yourself, aside from reading about people who do stupid shit, which we got a good one today. Wait till the end when I tell you who makes me feel better about myself this time on the Hollywood Hick here on the Crab Diving Network on the 7s or 10s, wherever the fuck you are. But I got a good one today. But that's what I'm talking about. The things that make you feel bad about yourself. Oh, Tammy Wynette. See, I get all twisted in my brain. I forget what I'm talking about. But I was talking about how Tammy will make you feel better about yourself. Because if anybody sang about pain and anguish and suffering, it was fucking Tammy Wynette. Like all her songs, like D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Listen to the words of Stand By Your Man. That is just straight up like, oh my God, that man, you just going to take it, aren't you? So she's just like, take it. I know she's like singing songs about they're always sad. Ooh, who were they sad? Apartment number 9. Ooh, wee. So, if you ever want to feel better about yourself, put on some Tammy. And then you'll be like, oh, ain't nobody got it as bad as Tammy. And you'll feel much better about yourself. But let's see what else is going on. Oh, so finally, the Obama stepped up, put some sanctions on the North Korea. Just saw that a little while ago before I started this. I wrote some things down. This might be an all kind of random order because I was just jotting things down talk about to you people because one, I drank, so I can't remember what I was going to talk about from last time, so I just came up with new things. And plus, this shit should be current, so why not fucking talk about things that are newer? So Obama sanctioned whatever that means, but I don't know what that means. They like sanction some business people, they can't do things. I know it's not good, but I really don't know what it is. But I'm glad they're giving them at least a slap, and they said they're not done, they're just waiting to strategically do it when it's going to fuck them up more. But North Korea is so damn isolated, and from what I understand, it's like, is it going to matter? Like, they don't give a fuck about anybody outside. They're like, just leave us the fuck alone. But they just can't quit bothering people, so that's why nobody leaves them the fuck alone. Like, if you want to be left the fuck alone, you got to leave some people the fuck alone. But people don't understand that. It's like the people who can dish it out and can't take it. That's North motherfucking Korea. Whatever. On to something else. Fuck the good for you, Obama. Fucking put some slammy on the North Koreans. All right. This story I find very, very interesting. So there's this movie coming out called Foxcatcher. It's about wrestling, and not the good kind of wrestling, like the WWE stuff that The Rock came from and Ric Flair and all of those kind of people, the fun one, but the real one that they go to the Olympics for. Apparently there's some story about some dude, and Steve Carell's in it, and that little hottie Channing Tatum plays him in it, and plays the dude, and wrestler Mark Schultz, that's his name, 1984 Olympic gold medalist and 1985 world champion. Oh, there's some wrestling ass motherfucker. And but apparently they made this movie. It's like, cause something about like the DuPont family, like, I'm gonna paraphrase because I ain't seen the movie, and I've read so many articles, it's kind of blending, and I'm just trying to catch up here. But whatever. So the DuPont family, like Steve Carell plays this DuPont dude, does something, his brother ends up dead, played by Mark Ruffalo, however you say his damn name. One played the Hulk in the Avengers movie. And something happens, but whatever. But apparently there's a scene in this movie, right, where it's kind of portrayed sort of like the DuPont coach sort of dude and the wrestler dude, this Mark Schultz dude, have like sort of like some homosexual type tension betwixt them. And because they got this homo tension, because, you know, people don't like the homo tension because that makes them uncomfortable, and people do not like to be uncomfortable. So he was like, oh, hail to the no. Like, he went all fucking Whitney on that shit and was all like, oh, hail to the no. Kiss my ass. That's what he said. Kiss my ass. Because he was like, fuck this shit. He's like, He's like, I love that it's about, he made these tweets where he's like, I love it's about me. Hate the way I'm portrayed and all that stuff. But he was pissed. So he's like, tweeted all these things. And I forget, God damn it, whatever. The story I got I thought it took me to the mean ones. He said some like real bad ones where he was just like, fuck you. He's like, I can't believe you put this homo shit up in it. He was pissed. But then he like comes back and says like, so whatever. I hate the way I'm portrayed. I was like, I like your movie, but I hate the way I'm portrayed. That means they're making me apologize right now. They're making me fucking apologize. But he's like sucking it back up, but he is pissed. He's like, I can't believe y'all did this shit. And he's like, read my book. He's like, I love Foxcatcher, is about me. I hate the way I'm portrayed. Read Foxcatcher, the book for truth. He's like, oh, hail to the no. But apparently, too, this director, Bennett Miller, he's faced other claims because he did Moneyball and Capote, and apparently he did the same sort of dramatizations that he's doing in this one, which I guess if I'm not a homo, it would piss me off, I guess, just because, like, that's not the true story. Like, if you're going to tell my story, at least tell the story truthfully. So I can understand why he's pissed. I don't think he's a homophobe. So if anybody thinks thinks I think he's a homophobe. I ain't saying that. Because if somebody told my story and they said I was straight, I would be pissed the fuck off. Because I'd be like, you are missing out on all the fun things I did. Or not all the fun things, but a lot of the fun things and some of the most fun things I ever did. Mm-hmm, for straight up real. But like, yeah, so apparently he is pissed the fuck off. But apparently it's supposed to be a good movie too. So I ain't saying don't go look at it. I'm just saying there might be a little homosexual tension in there. And if that's not your thing, then you might want to go see, I don't know, The Hobbit or something. But there's probably some homo tension up in there too, because you know that's a lot of fucking dudes running around together all for a long time. You're gonna think them hobbits and dwarves and elves and trolls and things don't get a little like horny out on the trail and like need to go see what's happening in the other pasture? You know they do. You know they do. In a real world, they would. So let's see what else is going on in the world. So that's it. Watch Foxcatcher or don't. I don't give a fuck. I ain't gonna watch it till it comes on TV. But because I don't go to the movies much anymore because I watch too much. Whatever. I digress. So let's see what else is going on in the world. What else is going on in the world? I wrote that. Oh, you know, I've been telling y'all about how much I love Mob Wives, and I'm really pissed that shit does not come back on until, it does not come back on until like this week or something. And next week. I think it's next week. I have to wait till like Wednesday to see what happens because this Natalie chick's about to get called the fuck out for straight up reels, called the fuck out, right? But in the meantime, in the regular news, so this chick Natalie I keep telling you about on the Mob Wives, right, who's got this big ass mouth, and I told y'all, I've said it two or three times, that mouth is gonna get her in some straight up trouble. I know, coming from somebody with a big ass mouth, you can get some big ass trouble. But apparently what happened was her boyfriend London, the one London Renee, is that not the gayest name ever? I swear to God, how this guy is not gay is beyond me, because his outfits are, I could not come up with a gay outfit that gay. If I, like, I could not go into my closet and make as gay of an outfit as, well, yes, I could. I really could. I could take that back. But I would have to put effort into going into my closet to find an outfit to be gayer than what this dude normally wears. Now, I feel bad for him because apparently they were at some club over in Brooklyn, and I guarantee you that Natalie girl had been mouthing off because she's a fucking cop caller and all that kind of shit. Then they hate that, a rat and a cop caller. Well, she's showing it again, because what happened was they're at this club, right, her and her gay boyfriend, and they're standing there, and this dude comes over with a fucking box cutter. This is some straight up mob shit, because I've been watching Boardwalk Empire at the workplace, and they like to do this shit there too, but cut his face all down his like ear and across his cheek towards his mouth like some Joker shit, and fucking slant, then like on his arm, then like went down on his arm and like cut, like, oh, that is like, oh my God, the Hollywood hick, it's covered in willies right now, because that is like, oh, getting slashed like that is one of my worst nightmares. Like, I can't even think about ever having to have surgery where they put that scalpel, whatever, that scary knife thing that's in the fucking operating room. Oh, I gotta regroup. Freaks me out to think about it for real. I got the chilies all over, like people are just swarming my grave. Yeah, but so he got cut. And so now I've been telling y'all, right? So this dude, and he knows who did it. Like, he knew the dude. He knew the dude. The dude's name is Rudy Lopez. And apparently, this fucking, after he gets slashed, oh, I'd be screaming and running like the fucking whore in Boardwalk Empire. But he went and took the dude to the bouncers and was like, you keep him. He just slashed my face. Look, all this blood. Your head bleeds like crazy. If your whole, oh, I can look at the picture right now. I can't look at it anymore. Oh, my goodness. It's killing me. Oh, it's awful. I don't know why that freaks me out so much. It does. The only thing worse is if a bird landed on my head. Then this show would be over. It would be a freaking 20-minute, 28, 30-minute, however many fucking minutes I've been talking so far. That'd be how long today's episode of The Hollywood Hick was, because I would literally keel over and die. And if it was a pigeon or a seagull, then you'd never hear this episode because I would be dead and no one would ever find it. That is pretty much what happened. But so he gives him there. The bouncers let the dude go, right? So they're pissed. So now, as if they're being a cop caller, because they called the cops and all of that shit, they didn't handle it internally because he needed like 250 mother trucking stitches, y'all. I am not lying. 250 stitches to close up his face and arm and pit, like everywhere he was attacked. Like, what is it? Like, oh my God, do not, like, oh, they see, that's some fucking evil shit when they just want to fuck up your face just to fuck you up. Like, wear a permanent reminder of fucking the asshole that slashed them. Yo, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh, it's horrible. But so now they're going to sue Natalie and her boyfriend, London Renee, are going to sue the nightclub, the Output nightclub over in Brooklyn, on account of the security didn't like hold on to him. But apparently they ain't got a leg to stand on as far as like suing the security. Like they can't like, they're like, why didn't they check for everybody coming in and out? Everybody be pissed if they are checking people coming out. It's fucking Brooklyn, and your fucking your girlfriend is on a television program called Mob Wives. So the kind of places y'all hang out, I don't think I think the reason people hang out there is because they don't check that kind of shit, because they don't want to be bothered with it. So like, do people, she's a rat. They ratted him out and cop called, and now they're suing, which is like even worse apparently. So like, this chick is not a fucking mob wife. She is a poser, and she's about to get exposed. I can't wait. I will tell y'all about it probably on next Friday's episode of the Mob Wives, because I don't care if I have to like stay up till 4 a.m. one night to get into Mob Wives as soon as it's on. This motherfucker, the Hollywood hick, Mr. Brent Paris, here on the Crab Diving Network at www.crabdiving.com/live. I wanted to say mother trucking live, but then some dumbass would try to type that in and be like, "This shit don't work, hick. I tried it, but it don't work." Just realize I put mother trucking or motherfucker or fuck in the middle of shit all the time. Fuck is my That's how I talk. If you don't like it, then you don't like the Hollywood hick. But apparently, I'm thinking it's going to be all right. I ain't too worried about it. Hold on, I got to drink some wine. I didn't have no beer in the house. I'm drinking wine like a fucking straight up homo this evening. Hell to the yes, motherfuckers. All right, what else is happening in the world? So that's it. Fucking Mob Wives. I can't wait to see what happens. But I got to follow this story too, because this chick, she's nuts. And she's nuts. If this chick talked to me the way she talked to this dude too, I can't believe he puts up with her nonsense. I would have done, I'd be in jail for punching her face, because she's all bark. She ain't got no bite. None. Zero. Oh, and speaking of crazy broads, crazy, I think, though, in a good way, fucking Jamie Lynn Spears, Britney's little sister, the one that had a Nickelodeon show, she got knocked up like at 16 and had to move back to Louisiana. True story. But she's trying to be a little country chanteuse now. I don't know how well it's working, but I heard her one song that was out. I listened to it on the iTunes. It was okay. It wasn't great. And, but whatever. But apparently, she was at a place called the Pita Pit over in Hammond, Louisiana. This happened in Hammond, Louisiana. And but apparently, some fight broke out, and her friend got stuck in it or something. And the bitch went into fucking Rambo, fucking commando action, and grabbed a bread knife and started swinging it around. She's like, "Back off, bitches!" Fucking Jamie Lynn Spears is crazy, but God bless her. I love it. I love it. Don't fuck with the Spears. You'll get cut. You'll get cut. I mean, these girls are country. Like, you forget these. Like, Jamie Lynn, she looks like a lot of girls I grew up with, and I bet you that bitch would have cut somebody if she had to. If you stepped up on her too close, you would have felt what a bread knife to the fucking face felt like. You'd be like fucking London Renee right now, getting 250 stitches, hoping that nobody fucking rats or cop calls on you, or fucking tries to sue the Peach Pit for not fucking checking for bread knives before you came in or some shit. But yeah, Britney Spears' little sister went fucking nuts and was like, "Oh hell no, we are not doing this today." Oh fuck no, she was not having it. She showed it. I don't know how many times I put this Foxcatcher story into my like little flip list of things I was going to talk about on the freaking Hollywood Hick today. Every time I look at it, I'm like, oh, I guess I wanted to talk about that story. I guess I wanted to talk about that story. That's one to talk about that story. But oh, speaking of stories I came across, fuck celebrities for a minute. I'm sick of talking about celebrities for a hot minute if I can find this story. But there's a bully that took down PlayStation. Fuck you. I hate that. Like, he was like, do not bully, because it's gonna, then we won't have PlayStation. Okay? Can I at least appeal to you people on that level? Like, just think of it that way. But I am really fucking stupid when it comes to texting, like acronym things like LOL. I get that. And like, finally I figured out BWB was like be right, BRB, whatever, B. What? See, I don't even know what that, I can't fucking keep it straight. So I come across this list of them, right? On this thing. Oh, of course, it's on the Fox News. They're warning parents. whatever. I think it's fucking funny. But like, I did not know that there were this many, like, kids today are savvy. Like, they don't talk on the phone. They do not talk. Everything is texting. Cause my friend told me about it. Cause she has a 14-year-old and she was like, no, they don't talk on the phone. They text. So it's like all on the slide. Like, it is a good thing we did not have cell phones when I was coming along. Cause my friends were nuts. If we had all this information, oh my goodness, let alone the amount of porn streamed to your house this time of day. Like, what I had to do, just look at a pecker, you will not believe, because any magazines I found had titties, and as much as I love a titty, we've been through all that plenty of times, that is not what I was trying to see. On the sly, I was trying to see a pecker or two, because that's what you do when you're a homo. I'm just saying is all, right? But okay, whatever. This is what I'm talking about, right? So they have these things on here. Like, I didn't know. Like, I'm going to start using some of these on the scruff. The scruff is like the tender for the, like, for like more manly men's. It's for homos. So don't be thinking you need to go on there, ladies, and find you a man, because you ain't going to, you might find a man, but they ain't going to want you. I'm just saying is all. But there's like all of these ones. Like, if you're like wanting people's information, you put ASL. I would never know what that is. Age, sex, location. Like, that's three things in three. Like, they want to know you, how old you are, what sex you are, and where you at. And then they got fucking other crazy ones on here. So they get in here, like, some of these are fine. Like, are you /18? Are you over 18? Like, that's good. At least people are asking that question, I guess. And it's like, but then they were like, WYRN, what's your real name? We never had to worry about fake names when I was growing up. But I guess now everybody has like their like online persona and shit like that. Like, I do too. I have one called Spankerator that I use for video games, and I love it because I'm going to do some spankerating. Hell yes. But then they get in here, then there's the other, then they get up into the list where it's like, your kids shouldn't, with an ND, be involved in this. Like, 143459 and ILU, they all mean I love you. Why 143459? I don't understand. See, I don't even understand. It's 1174 is invited to a wild party. Like, where does this come from? Like, now I want to know where this shit comes from. But then it's like, if you do IWSN, it means I want sex now. So you're like, you know, all those religious parents now going to be scanning their fucking kids' phones looking for IWSNs. And it's like, then if you put NIFOC, nude in front of computer, like, we didn't have to worry about that, worrying about our children getting naked in front of the computer. Now you do. Now you do. I would have done it. I would have been naked in front of the, it's so good that I didn't have that. Oh, it's probably good and bad, because, like, I would have known there were more than one homo in the world. That's for sure. That is faux shiz. RUH, that's what I think that is. RUH is, are you horny? So it was like, but then it's like TDTM, talk dirty to me. So, like, all of these things, it's like, now if I'm like, I don't have to talk all, type on that out. I can be like, hey, scruff dude, TDTM. And then he'll probably be like, what the fuck does that mean? And I have to type it out any fucking ways. It's ridiculous, but I was like marveling at these fuckers. But they also, at least they were like saying that they're not all bad, because they have like the BRB, which is be right back. I couldn't figure out what that was earlier, because I was thinking something else. And then like L8R for later, that kind of shit. Like, that's fine. If you see that, it's okay. But if you got like 1174, that means your kid is going out drinking. So those are the kids that that's what I would have been texting almost every weekend. We in college referred to it as a fish fry, so that the kids that we deemed geeks did not find out about our fish fry. And that way we thought we were keeping under wraps, but we probably were really bad at doing it. And we were just alienating people. See, and I was bullying. I was doing what I'm telling y'all not to do. And it's only because I am older and wiser. I may not, like, this voice might make you think otherwise, but I am smart as a motherfucker. So just listen to the Hollywood Hick. He is telling the truth. I speak nothing but the truth all the mother trucking time. I don't have the patience to not speak the truths as they are any mother trucking more. I'm just saying is all. That's what I'm saying. Oh, I meant to tell y'all this about, because I got tired of talking about that, so I'm moving on, but about New Year's, because every time, like, who would have thought that Doogie Mother Truckin' Hauser, of all people, would end up being, like, this really super fucking cool dude, because apparently what he has done for on New Year's Day, so yesterday, the January 1, after New Year's Eve, he had a party for all of his friends and then had this dude who is the IV doctor. What they do is they come in with these like bags of like electrolytes and vitamins and things to rehydrate you. Like if you were going into the hospital, like if the ambulance came, this is what they would give you because it rehydrates you quickly, makes you feel better. And so he threw a party and where everybody could get an IV to undo their hangover. That is a brilliant. I love that idea. And I know it works. And I know it works for a fact because I have a friend, and I will tell on her right now. I ain't going to use no names. But I have a friend who knows a lot of firemen. And she was at a party with a whole bunch of firemen, right? And up in Palm Springs, partying by the pool all day, drinking all day, partying. She had been partying it up and had passed out for a while and was trying to make it to dinner. And to try to get her to dinner, they were like, here, why don't we give you one of these IVs? And they're all firemen, so they know how to fucking do it, right? So they give her one of these IVs because somebody else had done it. And she sucked up one bag like it was nothing. And then they were like, they were going to give her a little bit of another one. She sucked up the second bag too. Her body just sucked up all the dehydration from being in the sun and drinking nothing but booze and being outside, sucked up the second one. And when they noticed she had like her body sucked up two of them, they were like, damn, girl, even the homeless don't take two bags. When she told me that story, I almost pissed myself. I'm still laughing. But it's true. That shit fucking works because she did it. And she said, I felt so much better. She made it to dinner. So if you need it, it costs $150 a pop, but he still does a house call. Dude probably has a thing in his trunk. It's smart. I should start up an IV doctor business out here. Get me somebody. I don't know. I'd probably go to the, that means school. Fuck that shit. Oh, I can hire freaking some nurse, right? All you need is a couple of nurses, and then $150 a pop probably takes like 30 minutes each. You make a killing. Do a IV party like him, make $1,000 in one stop. Oh, that's some smart business. But yeah, fuck, I love me some NPH. That's what people call him, Neil Patrick Harris, Doogie Mother Trucking Hauser. He was like bringing in the new year right, making sure everybody felt good. That's a friend. A friend is the one who makes you feel good. That's what I'm talking about for anything and everything that makes you feel good. Oh, and you know what makes me feel good? This story that I just noticed on the piece of paper that I'm going to tell everybody right mother trucking now. But it has finally happened. Glamour has reached a new level. We lost some glamour when Ellie Mae Clampett, Miss Donna Douglas, passed away, which is really, really sad. I loved Ellie Mae Clampett. She had like over 900 critters that on that show, like that she handled or something. Like it was crazy number. Like remember, she was always coming in with some fucking critter. And but the legendary Miss Alexis Morel Carrington, who really, if you put all of her last names off of Dynasty together, I think it's Alexis Morel Carrington Colby Dexter Roan, because she married Dex twice. But that's what would have been all of her fucking names. But Joan Collins is now Dame Joan Collins. Fucking bitch has become a dame. I would dub her a broad, but she is now officially a dame. The queen over there damed her or whatever the fuck they do to become a dame. So hell yeah. Remember, she was like the oldest lady at one point to put her titties out in Playboy magazine. I remember looking at it. My dad had it and I found it when I was trying to, like, I don't even know why I thought there'd be a pecker in there. But every once in a while, they'd sneak a pecker in the back in one of the ads and about penis enlargement or pills or some shit. I don't remember what it was, but every once in a while there would be one. But I remember looking at her titties because I wanted to see, because I don't think she pulled out the snatch. I think it was just titty balls. But I remember she had big nips, but big nips are good because then you look good in a sweater. Like you can wear a mohair sweater and still blast your nips. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. But the world has become that much more glamorous because Miss Joan Collins is no longer just Miss Joan Collins. She is Dame Joan Collins. That is awesome. I fucking love me some Joan Collins. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, this little chickadee causing trouble over in the, where the hell was she? The Abu, whatever, like at this mosque over in India, little Selena Gomez, little chipmunk face Selena Gomez, apparently showed some ankle while she was getting her picture took and smiled in a picture. And that is really, 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 really offensive to these people. Like, honestly, I have to respect that that's how they fucking are, I reckon, but I do find it completely absurd that if you get that upset over some little pop starlet coming in there and not knowing any better than to pull out her ankle and do a selfie with all of her friends. It's like, that's the world we fucking live in. So when you allow people to come in, it's like, they should respect it, but they don't always. I've been in many a church. Did I respect every one of them? Hell fucking no. I probably did shit in there I wasn't supposed to. I showed up to church one time so freaking drunk, still from the night before, tried to sing in front of everybody. I couldn't even hardly do anything but move my mouth and couldn't even make sound. I was just like, wah, wah, wah. It was horrible. Would you call that respect? I think that's a little disrespectful, just to everybody having to look at my dumb ass stand up in front of them and do it. But just people need to calm the hell down is my point. Like, globally, everybody needs to calm down. Just chill, which is really fucking hard. And I know it. And I know it every day, because I had to reel it in again today, walking up the street. I had gone down the street to get me some lunch on account of I keep forgetting to buy food to put up into the Hollywood Hit compound here in Hollywood. So I'm down the street to get a sandwich. Coming back, well, how happens? I almost get run over by a black Mercedes. I don't know what the fuck it is with little black Mercedes and me lately, but we are not getting along. They're either in my way and going slow, or they're trying to run me over in a crosswalk. And this bitch just looked at me like it was my fault. And it took every ounce of restraint the Hollywood hick had up in him not to lose it and scream and yell obscenities at her in the middle of the street. But I pulled it together, and I just gave her a stink eye and went about my way. But even if I yelled at her, it wouldn't matter. That's the thing. That's what I'm starting to realize. It would not even have mattered had I hollered and pitched a fit, no matter how justified I would be. It wouldn't matter, because she does not give a shit. And in her mind, right then, I'm the asshole. I have moved over from Hollywood hick into asshole. So everybody who is so upset at little Miss Selena Gomez for showing some ankle in a mosque, in the Sheikh Zayed Grand Mosque over there in somewhere, India, I think. I can't find the story to tell me exactly where she is. So y'all just gonna have to deal with. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Found it. I can tell y'all where she was. She was over at Abu Dhabi. That's where she was, in Abu Dhabi at the Sheikh Zayed Grand Mosque, and showed some ankle. I'm looking at the picture right now. It's whatever. She's doing a little hitch foot to you. What? Just people. It's, she's dumb. She's dumb, stupid, and young. When did that become, like, when I was younger, you were allowed to be dumb, stupid, and young for a hot minute. I mean, not to the level of Marky Mark, where you were committing hate crimes. That's bullshit. You don't ever get forgiven from that. But if you show a little ankle at a mosque and you're young and stupid because you've been on TV your whole fucking life and everybody's done nothing but kiss your ass, you gotta fucking realize that these people do not think that they have to function within the same boundaries as everybody else. And the sooner you accept that, the less upset you're going to be. All you do is laugh at them and be like, look at what a self-entitled dumbass. That's how you look at it. Just look at that self-entitled dumbass. Fuck her. Fuck her and the like pop machine she rode in on. It's like, whatever. But that's just the way of the world, people. Get the truck over it. That's what I'm telling you to do. Because otherwise you're going to drive yourself straight up cray cray. And nobody wants that. Nobody needs that. Nobody needs to do that. Oh, I forgot. We got two stories today of, I think we might have, let's look at the time. Oh, we got plenty of time for both of them. All right, so here we go. We're moving on. Selena Gomez, it was stupid, whatever, but give the sister some slack, Abu Dhabi people, everybody who's upset. Just calm down. It'll be okay. Tomorrow will be another day, and everybody will go back to not smiling and showing their ankles, because apparently those are the two things that piss them the fuck off. But in today's issue of stupid ass people who make me feel so much better about myself that it is the best thing mother trucking ever, there's two people, and of course they both come from the South. One from Florida, of course. We went like what, one day without one of them being from Florida? It's like it never, like one day, I'm like, I should do a count, see if I can ever, like, I can't. The good ones always involve Florida, but there's the Florida one, which I'll tell you second, and then this story here, right? Okay. This dude, okay, he is the Georgia police chief. The chief, not just a regular old beat cop. He is the chief of Peachtree City, wherever the fuck that is. It sounds like somewhere outside of Atlanta, because that's what they call Peachtree City after they like made it to build a whole bunch of townhouses and overpriced fucking condos and shit, probably. But apparently, he shot his wife. Yeah. So he shot his wife, and he called, and because he was taking the it out of the bed. His wife was where she was sleeping in the bed, and so he thought that was the time when you should take the gun out of the bed. And he says that when he went to move it and put it on the safe side, it went off. Yeah. So then he calls in. I mean, at least he owned it. He did. When he called 911, he was like, he gave him their title and said, unfortunately, yes, he was the police chief when he was questioned. But from what the ABC News said, there was some confusion about the number of shots fired. And though he is heard telling the 911 operator that his wife was shot twice, investigators have since said that she was only shot once. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation was notified of the incident an hour after it happened and have launched an investigation, as is customary when a police officer is involved in a shooting. Okay. And during a Thursday news conference, GBI spokeswoman Sherry Lang said that McCollum is not being held but has been cooperative with the investigation. Well, of course. Is he just a complete idiot who accidentally shot his wife in bed? Like, apparently you could hear her moaning. Like, he's like telling her, she's like starting to have trouble breathing. He's like, come on, guys, here, hurry up. I'm like, where's the responsibility in this? Like, you fucking just shot your wife, either on accident or not. We don't know. You never know. But the thing I don't understand is, I realized also, like, there's gun crazy people in the world we live in. Like, they think, oh, everybody's scared of home invasion, all these stupid rednecks, right? Well, really, do you need the gun in the bed with you, dude? I'm really William McCollum. Really, really, William. Do you need the gun in the bed? Like, you can't have it beside the bed, like right there, just under the lip or something, you know, where it's right within reach. It's got to be in the fucking bed with you, because that makes fucking sense. Like, people are, it's like, honestly, I would never have a gun in bed with me. I don't even have a gun. So, I'm scared. Like, I can't shoot worth shit. Like, if you ask my brother or anybody growing up, I'm a redneck. I would try to shoot with them sometimes, and I was horrible. I almost got kicked out of gun handling class in college. I tried to learn there, and I wasn't very good. And so, really, if I'm shooting at you, you're probably safe as fuck. I'm like the bad guys in an old Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Like, I just shoot, not hit nothing, and Arnold hit me with one shot. Just one. I've been watching a lot of NCIS Los Angeles lately. They do the same thing. Like Chris O'Donnell, who honestly has the worst bags under his eyes of anybody I've seen on TV in a long time. I was like, good Lord, somebody needs to fix that. But him and LL Cool J, they have like these like auras of bullet deflection. It's pretty fucking amazing. It's really fucking amazing. But today's real story about who makes me feel better about myself, right, is this chick, right? Okay, her name, I gotta find it because motherfucker, I closed it and now I don't remember where I put it. But there's these two people in Florida, of course, in Florida, right? Who had broken into a school, like a high school, right? And her name is Amber Campbell and his name is John Arwood. And they spent 2 days high on drugs, locked in a closet that was not really locked. So for 2 days, they were in there cracked the fuck out, thinking they were locked in a closet in the school that they had broken into they had broken into the Marine and Environmental Science Center at Daytona State College. Honestly, I'm looking at their mugshots right now. It's like crack whore and crack pimp. It's fucking nuts. But when the police get there, like, they were in this closet, it's janitor closet, for 2 days. They thought they were locked in. They had been peeing and pooping in the corner, and there was all kind of like, they had been smoking meth and crack cocaine in there the whole time. So they were high on meth and crack cocaine and had locked themselves in a closet that was not even locked. And had to be rescued by the fire department and the police so that they could come open the door that was not even locked. That, my friends, is the true definition of people that will make you feel 100 bazillion million trillion times better about yourself. They have names, and their names are Amber and Amber and whatever that dude's name was. Actually didn't close the fucking window, and I ain't trying to open that shit back up. But Amber and this fucking police chief, William, those two, because Amber looked like straight up crack whore. But yeah, That's it for the Hollywood Hick, y'all. That's why I feel better about myself. That's why y'all should feel better about yourself. And happy Mother Trucking New Year. I hope everybody keeps on trucking along, has a good fucking time. I have a good feeling about 2015 for some reason. I don't know exactly why. I just do. So if I'm right, so if I wasn't starting off right, remember I was fucking out myself at the beginning of that stupid car alarm. Like, really, dismantle your car alarms. They're fucking pointless, completely pointless. But Merry fucking New Year, mother truckers. This is the Crab Diving Network you're listening to. This is the Hollywood Hick. Follow me on the Twitters at Brent Paris. That's two R's in Paris to make that shit fancy. And listen to all the great shit here on the Crab Diving Network. Crab Diving guys, the Double Decker guys, Cantilinguist, everybody, just listen. It's on all the time, 24/7. If you can't catch us when we come out, we come out. It could be replayed. On the sevens, Hollywood Tick, motherfuckers. Y'all have a happy new year. I will see y'all soon. Bye, mother trucking. Bye. Ooh, lamb, ooh, lamb, ooh, lamb, ooh, lamb, ooh. Two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two. Greg Lang, Greg Lang, Greg Lang, Greg Lang now. Sing Lang, sing Lang, sing Lang, sing Lang, wow. I know this song don't mean a thing. Just do that plain old Charleston swing. When you sing, toot-a-lamb, 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 toot. Boot-a-lamb, boot-a-lamb, boot-a-lamb.